Hey there, 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目通勤学英语 15minutes.today。 我是 John 老师，想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。 About air travel, Narita Air branching out as COVID stalls air travel demand.Tours of off-limits areas, wedding photos, and a specialty craft beer are some ways in which Narita Airport, a key gateway to Japan, is trying to deal with sluggish demand for international flights. The operating company expects people who have refrained from traveling overseas during the novel coronavirus pandemic to forge connections with the airport in other ways than through flights. One morning in May,36 people got off a double-decker bus on runway A, the longest in the nation at 4,000 meters, at around 4:30 a.m. Tour participants walked 500 meters down the runway, which was lit up with aeronautical lights. Some posed for photos by lying down on the strip. The first flight of the day landed just past 6 a.m., and the visitors watched by the side of the runway as airplanes landed and took off. Next article. Climate criminal. Celebrities rapt over jet use. From a 14-minute flight by Drake's private plane to Taylor Swift's carbon footprint, celebrities are struggling to shake off a firestorm over their jet emissions amid the climate crisis.Fury erupted in July when reality star Kylie Jenner shared a picture to her 364 million Instagram users of her and her partner, rapper Travis Scott, in front of two jets with the caption, "You wanna take mine or yours?" Critics on social media swiftly attacked Jenner, calling her a climate criminal.Then British sustainability marketing firm Yard named and shamed the worst private jet CO2 emission offenders among celebrities. Normally used to topping music charts, US pop star Taylor Swift headlined the unenviable list, prompting a torrent of social media outrage, memes, and jokes that she was using her jet to pick up food. Thanks for tuning in!记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语， Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。